like to guide you in an exercise of absorbed chanting. Absorbed chanting happens when our body, our mind, and also our heart is in full alignment. It is totally centered. It is connected with the holy name. The holy name begins to take over our mental, intellectual, and also spiritual faculties. We become absorbed. You can see a little mishappening happened in the car. This cloth has absorbed the water of my thermos. So what does this mean? The cloth usually is dry, it has this quality, but in contact with the water, it has just taken it in, it has absorbed it. It is now a watery cloth. So I hope that you will be able to absorb Krishna consciousness and become absorbed or spiritually enlivened transcendentalists. We will do one thing. I will chant Jai Radha Madhava, then I will give the microphone to Gokrishna. Now, who of you is a practiced Vedanga player? Oh no, you're too fast. I have checked you. You can play slowly also? Really? You please will have to study my cartels and play in the same rhythm, not in the quick Hare Krishna Hare Rama Adun. Good. So we will try with this devotee. We are extremely critical. You have to really be on the beat. I'm really so happy to be with all of you. I'm in this traveling through the USA at the moment. I started in Utah for the Sadhu Sangha, and a little later I was in Florida, in New York, and really everywhere. Krishna, Krishna. Sit tall. When you are ready, please close your eyes and think of your deities in the temple. I think we have this beautiful deities. What are their names, please?
Radha Madan Mohan.
Radha Madan Mohan. Oh, like. In one of our temples in Germany, we also have these. And sing for them. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihara. Jaya Radha Madhava Shunya Vihari. Gopi jana vallabha kiri varada re. Gopi jana vallabha kiri vara jade. Yasoda nandana braja jana nanjana. Yasoda nandana braja jana ranjana. Yamuna tira banachari. Yamuna tira banachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Gunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Gunya Vihari. Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. Rama, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everyone together.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada,
Jaya
Goranitai, 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 Jaya Goranitai,
Jaya
Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Shri Radhe Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Shri Radhe Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Shri Radhe Nitai Gura Premanande Hari Hari
Hare Krishna. Yes, this is, I think this will work. Hare Krishna, am I loud enough for those who sit in the back? Oh, Krishna, you are also loud enough. Good, good, good. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pachadine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskajyare Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya O Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Jivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, my dear devotees, I have chosen this title, The Art of Transformation, because of a very, let us say, deep experience which I had. We were once giving a lecture in Berlin, that is the capital town of Germany, and at the back of the lecture was a young man. He had a, you know, shaved left and right, but a big Iroquois, I think it's called. Like he looked like a Native American, and he was dressed in black leather, and there was a very distinct smell coming from him. And I remember while I was lecturing, I all of a sudden saw two rats coming out from underneath his leather dress and crawling over his face and taking great pleasure in the bunch of hair which was there. It was shocking, and for a moment I didn't lose my concentration on my subject matter. Now, 2 years later, we visited our farm in South Germany. It is near Passau. I was, in the course of my visit, going also to feed the cows, and there in the cow barn I saw someone totally covered with, you know, the cow dung, when I looked in his face, it was the bright face of that young punk of Berlin. Later I saw him in the temple room in immaculate, clean dhoti, chanting with very great concentration on his holy, on the beads, the holy name. It was during the morning program. And I wondered, I asked myself, what had happened to this young man so that he could come from, let us say, a very rebellious, violent, aggressive, and in some ways dirty and troubled background to be such a nice, bright-faced devotee. You know, as Prabhupada described his devotees, they were previously hippies, he used to say, and now they are hippies. There was a total transformation in the heart which took place. And I became interested in what this transformation, you know, first of all, what it meant, and second of all, how such a transformation is possible. In other words, how you, the members of our ISKCON, how do we call it? Silicon Valley, oh yeah, the Computer Valley, how you can all become inspired, enthusiastic, happy, doubt-free, pure devotees. What would be necessary that this happens? I began to study this. One of my uncles is a scientist, and maybe there's a gene which is in our family for scientific research. I do not know, but I began to study it. And I found out an interesting statement. In the Hari Bhakti Vilas, it says, as ordinary bell metal, when mixed with a certain alchemical process, can be transformed into gold. Similarly, a person, even though not golden pure, can be transformed into a divine brahmana simply by the process of initiation. Sometimes it's difficult in the evening to fully concentrate. So let us simply get into this verse a little. So it talks about ordinary metal, which can come into contact with a process, an alchemical process, and then turn from, let us say, iron, or here the bell metal. It can turn into gold. And what is the process? It is the process of initiation. Now, what initiation? What does this mean? I mean, are you going to say to us, Sachinanda Swami, we just sit down at a fire, there's a brahmana who chant some mantras which we don't understand, and then we get a new name, and then we have a golden pure heart. Is this what you say? And if you claim to do it, why are the initiated devotees still not self-realized souls? So we have to ask this question. So let us a little bit study, therefore, what is this mysterious process of initiation? Is it just a name-giving ceremony and a yakya? And if we go a little bit into the subject matter and study it, we will find out, no, initiation is the start of a process which involves five things. Now, those of you, most of you are very distracted this evening, but you need to now concentrate, because you might learn something new which might change you into a happy person. Ah, so will you give me your attention?
Yes.
So let us see, what are the causes of distraction here which we have to take out so that you can be concentrated. All right. There is someone. My dear parents, what to do with a baby who screams? You have to shake. Not violently, but... No, Krishna. Do you know that the Hare Krishna people are my most difficult audience, because they are so distracted? Something didn't work for them on the way to self-realization. They need to know the art of transformation. I'm sorry, I'm trying to make you maximum attentive, so I will have to put a few thorns into your consciousness. So, there are five processes in which you are initiated. The first is Urdhva Pundra. It is a certain line, a lineage of spiritual teachers, and it is expressed by a tilak. This tilak means it's the Gaudiya Vaishnava line, where you worship a personal god who is present as a mantra. Yes, mantra mutinam. You worship the Lord in sound, in other words. Then there is samtapa. Tapa means austerity, which you do, which in our movement is simply to refrain from four things. I think you know it is the consummation of meat and intoxicants. And what else is there? No illicit sex life. I know this is difficult for most of my audience. And then there is also no gambling. No, gambling includes also excessive Netflix activities. So to refrain from these is a type of austerity. No, and this tapa, it will create a certain force within you. The force is described to be a little bit like fire that burns impurities. So the first process is you are initiated in a lineage of teachers, therefore the Urdhva Pundra, the tilak, which should be worn every day on 12 parts of the body. Then you learn some restrictions. Then you get a nama. It refers to the chanting of the holy name, but it refers also that you are getting a new name, ending with Dasa or Dasi. There's no better name than last name than Dasa or Dasi, says the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Even Brahma wants to be Brahma Dasa, a servant of the Lord. So nama, then you get a mantra. Mantra refers to the Gayatri mantra. And finally, you are initiated in a process of worship, which is also called yajna. No? It refers to the fire yajnas, the homas, but also to the deity worship, which you do at home. So this, when someone does these five things, then a certain force begins to act that transforms him. In this verse from the Hari Bhakti Vilas, Oh, there are two Sachinandan Swamis. This is scary. Some of our devotees look at the TV. They can also come here. It's more life. But they have to cook, maybe. And maybe the kids. Then we can close the door properly. Is that an option? Prabhu, close the door. Door closing. Very good for sound isolation. So this is the force which works. Just like ordinary metal cannot become gold without a force. In the same way, our heart cannot transform and become spiritually pure without a force. Do you know how strong the force must be to make iron into gold? For this we need a little physics here. This is an alloy of metal, and it consists of various atoms which are held together by it's called in physics the strong force. If this strong force would not work, this metal, the structure of which is necessary, the chemical and atomic structure which is necessary to make this metal, would not go. If the strong force which holds everything together would not work, trees would form into water, houses into airplanes. That's a little poetic or creative. Our bodies would turn into earth, water, fire, and air. The strong binding force is a force found in physics that is extremely strong. So imagine what a force would be necessary to restructure the atomic. I'm not so good in physics, you know. I can't. Structure that makes one thing iron to transform it into gold. Imagine what a force is necessary. So just imagine what is necessary for you to become a self-realized soul. It's a real strong force which is necessary to do that. And this force really ultimately comes from God. Today I received a present from Rajeshwari. It is a very nice little book published by the Govardhan Eco Village and the professor there, Gauranga Darshan Prabhu. It analyzes the Ishopanishad. So in the 18th shloka, I hope I'm right, it says Agne Naya Supatara Jeasman Vishwani Deva Vayunani Vitvan Yuyo Jasmash Yuranam Eno Vuyishtam Te Nama Uktim Videma. Meaning, oh my Lord, as powerful as fire, O omnipotent one. Yes, you are right. Please destroy all my sins that hinder my progress towards you. No? Here the Lord is called Agni, fire. Oh my Lord, as powerful as fire, yeah. Please lead me on the right path. O omnipotent one, with many pastimes, you know all my actions and thoughts. You know what's going on inside. you know what's going on behind the tilak. Please destroy or burn all my sins that or my karmic reactions that hinder my progress towards you. I offer all obeisances, falling on the ground at your feet. So here it is very nicely explained, so that the potency of the process can fully work, we need to go to the source of all the potency, which is the Lord, who is as powerful as fire, a big fire, bigger than the sun even, which can burn everything. It could burn the whole United States of America and Germany together in one like this. So powerful. So yes, the Lord can restructure our karma. No, it can take care of our karma and transform us. The transformation in of the heart, which if we would address it in a word, the way we are Hare Krishna devotees speak, we would call it a purification of the heart, which happens by the powerful spiritual processes of Krishna consciousness, and last not least, the mercy of the Lord. I would like to give you an old example of a transformation of a heart, which I love to share with you because it's just so nice. It was given by my exalted God brother, His Holiness Indradyumna Maharaj, in his extremely recommendable series on Vrindavan Katha. This was in the first episode of his History of Vrindavan. It described the miraculous transformation or purification of the heart of Surangi Maharani, the queen of Kashmir. She lived, I think around the 16th century, and once she was very bored. So she said to her maidservant, could you please tell me a story or sing a song that will entertain me? And the maidservant, who was a great devotee of Krishna, started to say, yes, my dear queen, there was once a daughter of a king and a cowherd boy fell in love with her. Oops, that is interesting, said Surangi Maharani. Please continue your narration. I'm already pleasantly entertained. Did the cowherd boy, who's from a different social status, eventually come close to that daughter of a king? Yeah, this is a long story. So this maidservant, I have not found out her name, began to talk every single afternoon into late in the night about this transcendental cowherd boy who has freed the landscape of Vrindavan from many, many demons. This boy who lives in the heart of all his devotees. And he also, the maidservant also talked about this beautiful and golden complexioned daughter of the king, Vrishabhanu. Do you know, have an idea of her name? Radha. Do you know everything? Radharani, yes. So, and every day she talked Krishna Katha until she arrived at this beautiful Katha wer Shrimati Radharani hears, that there is a great sacrifice which is performed at Govindakund so that Krishna has a long life. No? So she comes with pots of ghee, or one pot of ghee, and her sakis, her girlfriends, also carry this ghee. Maybe this will help if I turn it like this. And they come by a Dan Gati. Do you know where Dan Gati is?
Yes.
Where? Yes, it is opposite to Bhaktivedanta Ashram at Govardhan Hill. So Radharani and her beautiful girl companions come carrying ghee for that sacrifice at Govindakund. All of a sudden, Krishna, who's dressed in the most stunning outfit of a tax collector, jumps in her way and says, "You cannot pass here. This is the an area where you need to pay taxes." Radharani ignores him. She has never heard of taxes to be paid anywhere in Vrindavan. And Krishna says, "Look there." And he points, there's a tax collection booth on top of Giriraj. I'm totally authorized. There's this booth also. And you know who has authorized me? Radharani doesn't even look in his direction. And Krishna says, "Kamadev, the god of love, has authorized me." Radharani gets totally afraid. What does Krishna mean with this? And so the maidservant discusses this pastime. It's a beautiful pastime. And the queen, at the end of the pastime, she has listened already for 2 or 3 months, says, "I must go to Dhangati." The maidservant says, "Oh Maharani, it's a long way from Kashmir to Vrindavan, and on the way there are many obstacles. There could be robbers, and weather is there. We would have to cross various rivers. There could be unwilling boatsmen. I believe your husband, the king, will never, ever give you permission." So the next morning, the Maharani comes, "Oh, my dear husband, please allow me to go on pilgrimage to Vrindavan. I must see the places associated with Radha and Krishna." So the husband answers, the king answers, "Never, my queen. You will have to pass through kingdoms that are not in peaceful relationships with Kashmir, the state of Kashmir. I cannot allow you to be subjected to so many risks and, difficulties. McQueen is very sad. 3 weeks later, on a foggy morning, a door in the back of the palace is opening and a mysterious procession leaves the palace. Their guards, 10 palanquin bearers, and in the palanquin, covered by cloth, is a royal personality, but no one can see her. Can you imagine who that is? The Surangi Maharani. She has gone nevertheless." So they walk for 3 months and finally arrive in Vrindavan, and the queen gets out of the palanquin, pays her obeisances into the dust, and begins to ask every sadhu, can you show me the way to Dhangati? So the sadhus see the queen. I mean, we can just imagine how the queen will look. Very charismatic. Her and everything is very royal. There's a very strong fragrance coming from her because of all the perfumes. She's ornamented with gold. And the sadhus, who are you? They may think maybe she's Maya Devi incarnate, you know. looks just so beautiful. There are 13 different cosmetics from the eyelash up to the eyebrow. It's a queen, you know, not a normal person. So the queen says, I'm a very fallen soul. I must go to Dhangati. So, you know, when someone says like this, then they are convinced they sent her to Dhangati. And as soon as she arrives in Dhangati, she descends from the palanquin and starts to dance like maybe the Matajis in the front of the stage at Sadhu Sangha, you know, really very elegantly, very energetically. She dances so much that her ornaments fall off. Her arm, what is it called? Bangles, you must help me. Her nose ring, what else? Her chandika, all the various ornaments, jewels on her dress, they all fall in the dust. And after dancing in ecstasy and chanting songs like this one, Govinda Damo Dharamada Veti, Govinda Damo Dharamada Veti, everyone. Govinda Damo Dharamada Veti, 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 Govinda Damo Dharamada Veti. And I guess it was a little faster. So she dances, she loses all her ornaments. At the end, she just falls in the dust and rolls in the dust. No one has ever seen such a devotion, such an ecstasy upon visiting a pastime place of Krishna, a Leela Stan. So the Brijbasis are, who is it? And they go to the maidservants and say, what is with these jewels and ornaments? So the queen cries, she gets up, and she moves away. The maidservant says, Maharani, you lost all your ornaments? And Sarangi Maharani says, no more ornaments, no more queen. I'm a simple servant of the Vaishnavas and of Krishna. Let all the people of Braj have whatever they want. So all the Brijbasis hear this, and they very respectfully take ornaments. Some give the ornaments to temples. Others use them to take care of their old parents and so on. And from that day on, every morning, an amazing sight was seen. The queen, dressed now in a simple white sari, was sweeping the path around Govardhan. Even up to Mukharavind and beyond Mukharavind, she was doing Jaru Seva. And when the time came when she gave up her body, she was put into Samadhi and the broom was put on her body. Because in the Dumna Maharaj has explained very nicely, the instrument of service is the connection we have with Krishna. One instrument of service is the beads through which we do Nam Seva. No? This is sacred, therefore we put the instruments of service in a beebeg. I think we should also have, for some of you, you need to have a bag for your mobile telephone because it's your instrument of service. I know when I see Govinda Charan and Rasika Shiromani doing Sadhu Sangha, their mobile telephones are constantly singing, and other such sounds, you know. It's the instrument of service. And when the time of leaving the body comes, maybe we put a mobile telephone next. I'm expressing it humorously, but the instrument of our service, like our cars, our homes, are to be respected by us in the spirit of Yukta Vairagya, where we do not reject them because they're material, but we use them in Krishna's service and in this way spiritualize them. No? Yes. I wanted to give you this as an... how do you like this story? It's in a... Krishna, thank you. But this is a little different than... It is speaking to our heart, no? What happened to the queen, we have to ask, so that she could become do Jaru Seva, you know? Jaru Seva, sweeping the streets where people go with their feet and where there is the sewage also, you know, open sewage. It is reserved for those who belong to the lowest social background. If a king wants to be seen as very humble, he will sweep the road. Do you know an example of this in the Chaitanya tradition? Do you know of a king who was sweeping the road? Prataparudra, yes. Lord Chaitanya was so convinced that this is a good devotee because he really did the most, let us say, menial service, which is reserved for those on the other spectrum of society. What is necessary that someone who was a queen, feels like this, a total transformation of the heart, or to speak in the language which we are accustomed, a total purification of the heart. This purification of the heart means six things. First, it's a new sense of self. You don't think any longer you are a queen or a king, or let us say for that matter a person from America or a man or a woman. you think really I'm a very fallen servant of Krishna. This new sense of a self bring with it new thoughts and feelings. Do you know what is the essence of everything which we do? New thoughts. What is the singular thing which is the main principle of Krishna consciousness? What would a Krishna conscious person do? He would always remember Krishna, never forget him. Did you use the word always or did you say sometimes? Always, you said. What does this mean? 24/7. Are you serious about this? Are you doing this? On a rate from 1 to 10, 10 means always, and 1 means never. Where are you? No, don't answer. This would be this is a private question. It is not meant to be public. If we would rate ourselves, have we transformed? Have we new thoughts? Or are we perfectly ordinary? Like our neighbor. We are happy when there's success and distressed when there's failure. So a new sense of self brings new thoughts and feelings. It brings also new values and desires. I once heard one ISKCON leader, he said, the best devotee is he who can collect a lot of money. I would say, probably you got it wrong. I can say because I'm older usually. I'm a senior disciple of Prabhupada. I correct it. This is the old value system, you know, American's value system. The rich and the famous. No, Prabhupada. We need to think of different values. The best devotee is someone who always remembers Krishna. And his service comes from this desire to please the person he remembers. So new values and new desires. This brings a new behavior, new activities. And this transformation is so thorough, my dear devotees, that you also have new dreams. Hare Krishna. You even dream of Krishna in your dreams. This means the transformation of the heart. And all this together brings a total new life. So what we find here is the art of transformation doesn't happen when you join a spiritual movement. That's not enough. It's good, congratulations that you had this, but Hare Krishna, this is a good starting point. Now you need to find out, how can I create such circumstances in my life? An alchemical process that works in me so that I can really get a golden, pure heart. Do you follow what I'm trying to say? Is this all right or am I too heavy this evening?
No.
It is, ticker, okay. My dear devotees, I think we all know this is not so easy, but still it is required. I will end with an analogy which Srila Prabhupada gives, and Prabhupada, would you be so kind to give me the Bhagavatam? We were talking about transforming our subtle body and purifying our heart. So Prabhupada writes, yoga practice is meditation on the super soul within. Once Bhakti Charu Maharaj said, so I should meditate about form of Vishnu. And Prabhupada said, no, you are devotee. You should meditate about Krishna in the heart. Similarly, by chanting Hare Krishna, one fixes his mind always on the Supreme Lord. The mind is fickle, and therefore it is necessary to engage the mind by force to think of Krishna. I was thinking of this when I was driving in the same car with our Vaisheshika Prabhu, my dear God brother and spiritual master, and also the leader of your community. We were driving, and he said to me, Maharaj, there's a wonderful verse in the Bhagavatam I'm just reading. Can I read it to you? I said, wow, yes, this is the best way of using a car drive. He was reading it. And then I remember his good wife said, we are almost reaching. And I said, but it's such good reading at the moment. Then he said, I'm reminded of Kadvanga to use every second. And he immediately continued to read until we were practically reading in the place where we had to give the lecture, and then we stopped reading and gave the lecture. I was thinking of this, and later his dear disciple who hosted us for the night, he said, he's always like this. When I drive with him, he said, would you like to hear a verse from the Bhagavatam? Of course! And so on. So this engaging the mind, even by force, to think of Krishna is necessary. One example, says Prabhupada, often given is that of the caterpillar that thinks of becoming a butterfly and so is transformed into a butterfly in the same life. Similarly, if we constantly think of pizza, Similarly, if we constantly think of our new iPhone, I'm so distracted. I hope it is my mistake and I'm not falling under the influence of my audience here. So, similarly, listen now, because maybe I'm saying the wrong thing again and you have to correct me. Similarly, if we constantly think of Krishna, it is certain that at the end of our lives, we will have the same bodily constitution as Krishna. And this is the absolute promise of Krishna consciousness, to transform ourselves from conditioned souls to pure servants of Krishna who join him in the spiritual world. For this, my dear devotee, and I will devotees, I will end now. I request you to create three favorable circumstances in your life which will invoke the necessary force or strength that will change your life. I have learned this from a devotee who is now Keshava Maharaj, S.B. Keshava Maharaj. His previous name was Sutapa. He spoke of the three P's, letter P. First, philosophy. Please follow the example of your exalted spiritual leader, Vaisheshika, the leader of this community, to read the books, no? To understand them thoroughly. You might like to contact Rasheshwari for these beautiful study guides. They are called Subodhini. They are there on the Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. They are extremely thorough, and I have not seen anything more thorough at this moment. And then the next thing is surround yourself with the second letter P, good people or persons. It's called in Sanskrit sadhu sangha. Yes, yes. See that you have sangha. In sangha, so many new insights can come. But more than that, in sangha, you get also the strength to practice. And the third P stands for practice, no, sadhana. No? In Sanskrit, this is shastra, sadhu sangha, and sadhana. You could also say the three S, you know. But we speak in American English, so three P's is also okay. The three philosophy, people, and practice. But as we have heard from this beautiful verse, which our Mataji, your good name again? Manisha, I remember you, Manisha. It is prayer, no? Oh my Lord, as powerful as fire, Agnenaya Supataraye Asman, please, you lead me on the right path. Please burn all those karmas that hinder my progress towards you. I'm now quite serious. I'm offering my obeisances to you. So, what do you think? Is this appealing to you, this art of transformation? Art of transformation means you need to bring the right elements into your life, and I suggest the three, we can also say, because most of you are devotees, the three S, Shastra, Sadhu Sangha, and Sadhana. And the last, please do not forget the last, prayer, no? Samprata, Tatmika, you know, these prayers, where it will work. And then you will become truly Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, na sochati, na kangshati, free, and you will become raised to, you become a resident of the spiritual level here in this world, and as a result, you're truly happy and free from sochati and kangshati. Sochati means what? Lamentation, kanchati means hankering. Yes, yes. You will become free from these truly transformed and happy devotees and Krishna consciousness. This is a little bit what I wanted to explain today to you. What do you think? Do you recognize that it's a serious project? Yes. Do you recognize that it might need some reflection? You have to take this a little bit and reflect and think about this. You know, it is quite easy to comprehend because Krishna consciousness is so, I would say, so complete in its explanation. It is one thing leads into the other, and you say, well, it's a waterproof system, so to say. But the execution is not always so easy, so therefore prayer is required and help is required. Good. Does any one of you have any question regarding this subject matter? You have a question, yes? A microphone is there. Yes, I will call upon you after. Please introduce yourself. What is your name? Maybe this works. because we are outdoor, it's good if we have the microphone. Is it going? Is there a green dot in it? Oh, Mai has also gone out. Maybe it was such a heavy subject. Yeah, yeah.
Mai, you mentioned about transforming our heart, our subtle body, and purified heart. So, can you please shed some light on what exactly the heart is? The subtle body, the mind, intelligence, and false ego. It goes to the,
Yes, the have you all understood the point? See, the word heart and mind is used interchangeably. Is that a word in English? Sometimes you can, but what we refer here as the heart is in Sanskrit called the antakarana, that is the inner body, the subtle body, which consists of these elements, intelligence and first mind, intelligence, and ultimately also this most subtle sense of identity or ego. It's all in the antakarana. When we speak of changing our heart, it means really our desires. They are in the mind. It refers also to change our values. That is often residing in the intelligence. You know, so it's. I would say make it simple for yourself. I wouldn't be too analytical, because here it's just changing the heart means changing the subtle body, really, with all its various things. It's also done. There is some outer cleanliness is important, especially as brahmanas, because the outer cleanliness will also influence the inner state. You know, when you live in tamagun, if you live tamasic, then you will also have a tamasic mind. Your thinking should change. You know, the way you are, the way you receive information, it is that you become a nice devotee inside, like this. Thank you. It's a very important question. Yes, we have a microphone for you. It is coming. Yes.
Journey still, I'm very, very far away from being a transformed person, and I tend to make mistakes which like annoy me, that okay, why did I make that mistake? So like my two questions basically, one is how do you make peace with your mistakes while you're on that transformation journey, and then how do you keep patience with yourself, because we make mistakes on the journey.
Yes, thank you, yes. It's very important that you learn to live with yourself as you are now. You know, otherwise, if you constantly beat yourself up, again, you made a mistake. What will you think about? Mistakes. It's enough that you made a mistake. Now, if you start to think from, if you become obsessed by this, it will not serve you. In the Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna speaks to Uddhava about mistakes. He says, "My devotee knows that material sense gratification does not satisfy the self and brings a miserable end. But still, although he knows this, he cannot stop it. But no problem, my devotee should remain happy. So not always mistake, and continue to hear about me, because by this positive action of hearing about me, all the impurities in the heart will leave eventually. My dear devotees, of course in Krishna consciousness we have to pay attention to what is called the via negativa. This is a Latin word. It means the indirect path where we see what is wrong, you know. But this is maybe 5% of our attention. 95% should be in the positive thing. Because if you think always wrong, I'm wrong, how will you ever become right? It's not possible. So you, and the thing is, Krishna understands the mistakes of his well-intentioned devotees. He calls them sadhus, their devotees. What it would be the wrong attitude is, okay, Krishna seems to be a little, what is the word, lenient? Lenient is the word. So, let me relax and, you know, become Mr. Hyde, you know. You know this work, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, you know, let it all come out. And let me buy a ticket to Las Vegas. I need to dance not only in Sadhu Sangha, but somewhere. So that would not be good. And then thinking the Lord will forgive me, you know. No, we see when we do something wrong. Okay, that was not so good. No, I will leave this. But mainly we should think about Krishna conscious practice, because that will alone give us the strength to avoid what is not good, what is harmful. Good, I think we come to a natural conclusion of our program. I would just like to repeat something which Vaisheshika said. I really want to take my folded hands and I want to really request you, please think about this more carefully than you think about it. And please also be aware, inside of us there is another force working. It's called the resistance. We want to keep things the way they are because we are simply used to them the way they are. But the Bhagavatam says, Nata parataro loke pungsa svata vyatikramaha yad atyan yasya preyashtvam atmanasva vyatikramat. Vyatikramat means an obstruction. There is no stronger obstruction to one's self-interest than thinking other subject matters to be more pleasing than one's self-realization. That resistance is which is there because we indulged so long in our habits. No, it is there. So you have to deal with this. Good. I thank you very, very much for listening so wonderfully. Please excuse my sometimes novel ways of trying to make you attentive and avoid distraction. I don't mean to criticize you. I know you are a wonderful community. I saw you before the lockdown. This was Amit did the mathematics, that was 3 years ago. Yes, 3 years have passed. And when I was with you the first time, I became so impressed by the spirituality of the temple, you know, where the children, where everyone, even small children, they do Ishopanishad. I think you do this from when you're a child, you chant Ishopanishad. And old gentlemen, like maybe 70 years old, all of them are practicing Krishna consciousness with happiness and joy in their hearts. Yeah, I know sometimes there are ups and downs, that's human, that this doesn't change anything. So I'm again very happy to be with you. We don't have many opportunities to meet. I hear, please watch, there must be somewhere announcements or asked Amit and Sheshwari and Govinda Charan and Rasika Shiromani always know everything about when some things are happening. It would be my great happiness if we could spend, I think there's only one more program.
Tomorrow evening in the temple,
that is. So that's our only opportunity. If it's possible for you to do the important activities during the day and attend the evening program, it would be my great privilege. If you cannot manage, I have full understanding. Sometimes schedules are merciless to us. We have to stick to them. Yes, but thank you all very much, and I wish you that you all become good alchemists in the laboratory of your own heart, and then you'd get good gold, pure golden hearts, and become happy in Krishna consciousness. All the best. Thank you so much. And should we maybe end with 3 minutes of kirtan? In 3 minutes. German time. I take the wristwatch out, because everything needs to be completed in the proper way, isn't it? Yes. Our devotee, but you were very nicely playing Madanga. I was really impressed. One has to not go fast in the. That is the whole art. Yes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. A little louder if possible. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yeah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. One more time, please, everybody. Hare Krishna, everybody. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama,